Portland city officials are proposing a measure that would grant some municipal oversight of independent transportation companies like the rideshare service Uber. The move is an attempt to partially roll back a bill passed by the state legislature earlier this year, effectively giving operators like Uber freedom from municipal control as long as they meet certain state standards. It's also a response to concerns raised by Portland taxi drivers who serve the city's Jetport and say their livelihoods are being threatened by an unfair playing field. Tom Porter has our story.
Bashir Sharia is one of a handful of taxi drivers waiting outside baggage claim at the Portland Jetport one recent weekday afternoon. He runs the airport cab taxi service, operating 18 cabs, two of which he owns, and all of which have to pay the city more than $800 a year for a permit to wait inside the airport to pick up customers. They also have to impose a $1.50 surcharge for each fare collected at the Jetport. Sharia says life is getting increasingly hard for him and his drivers because Uber cars, which incoming travellers can summon via a smartphone app, don't have to follow any of these regulations.
We have seen a long line of Uber in front of the terminal, and we are here, people going there. So they destroy our business.
More of his drivers are staying at home, he says, and if this goes on, he'll be out of business soon.
We don't mind any competition. If they come here and pay what we pay, we are ready to accept that.
While the cabbies are concerned about fair competition, for airport officials, it's more a question of traffic flow and customer safety.
We really can't have commercial vehicles dwelling immediately outside of baggage claim, but that's the incentive under the TNC program.
Jetport director Paul Bradbury is referring here to transportation network companies, in this case Uber. Under their model, it's the driver closest to the customer who gets the fare, which incentivizes Uber drivers to idle outside baggage claim and in the nearby cell phone lot, even though they're technically not allowed to do so unless they have a designated pickup. Airport officials can and do move on Uber drivers who are seen to be loitering, says Bradbury, but new legislation that's being proposed would make it easier to control the situation.
Really, all we need is to have the ability to regulate TNCs at the airport, and this statute would allow us to do that. And we would simply put it into our normal ground transportation rules that are posted for commercial operators at the airport. But under the current state statute, we can't post rules that would apply to a TNC.
A bill passed this summer requires TNCs in Maine to abide by statewide insurance and safety regulations and prohibits municipalities from adopting their own regulations. The law also requires Uber to pay a $10,000 annual fee to the state. Having heard complaints from the Jetport, Democratic State Senator Anne Haskell of Portland is drafting legislation that would return some of this oversight to municipalities. She's concerned that Uber drivers at the airport appear to be in direct competition with the taxi cabs.
Which is fine, but if they're going to be in competition at the airport itself, they should have to obey the same parking and movement restrictions that the taxi cabs do.
Haskell says her bill, which is still being crafted, would not seek to regulate the activity of TNCs outside the Portland Jetport. But city manager Jonathan Jennings says he would like to see the change expanded citywide.
Municipalities are responsible for regulating taxi cabs, and we feel that Uber and other similar companies should be regulated at the municipal level.
Mostly to protect the consumer, he says, but also to introduce a level playing field. Jennings says the state legislation enacted earlier this year was unfair to Maine's municipalities.
We as a community have no ability whatsoever to place any type of regulation on these vehicles.
But the state representative who sponsored this year's TNC legislation stands by its intent.
TNCs are fundamentally different than taxis.
Waterville Democrat Henry Beck.
Taxis traditionally have been regulated at the municipal level, and that's how we should leave this. We shouldn't disrupt the law after it's been in effect for less than a year.
Uber declined to provide comment for this story. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.